Senator Ralph Northam is a Norfolk doctor who has served in the state Senate for 6 years. He says he's running because he believes the current administration lacks direction.
Issues that are very important to the Commonwealth and to our voters include education and transportation, health care, our environment. But what has happened over the last couple of years is that we've been distracted.
Northam says to bring all sides together to work more productively, the Senate needs someone presiding over it who can set aside partisan politics.
A good example of that was the restaurant smoking ban that, you know, that I patroned in 2008. That was passed in the Senate. It was defeated in the House in 08. We came back in 09, and, you know, that came through the Senate and the House that year, and then Governor Kaine signed it into law, and I think it's made Virginia a healthier place to live. So I know how to get things done, and I know how to work with other folks, and I listen to their ideas and vice versa, and that's what it's all about.
And Northam believes his list of priorities could gain momentum with his influence.
We need to make sure that education is a priority for Virginia, starting with pre-K education. I have always been an advocate for that. We also need to make sure that we have better technical and vocational training for high schoolers that aren't destined to go to college. We need to prepare our youngsters to be able to enter the workforce. And then finally, one of the things that I feel very strongly about as an Army veteran and also as a pediatric neurologist is gun violence. It's a terrible problem, not only in the Commonwealth, but in the United States. So we need to have a discussion.
Before serving in the Obama administration, Chopra was then Governor Tim Kaine's Secretary of Technology. The Arlington resident says that's when Virginia was in the national spotlight for its accomplishments, but he thinks the state recently has focused more on social issues such as abortion rights. He believes Virginia's positive image needs to be restored.
For the Warner and Kaine administrations, we'd earned a number of accolades: best managed state, best place for business, best place to raise a family. And when you wanted to look at what the president would do if elected back in 2008, the national reporters said you got to look to the Virginia model. This is the state that got it right.
And he reflects on those years in the Kaine and Obama administrations as he lists his qualifications.
Having served as President Obama's chief technology officer and Governor Kaine's secretary of technology, I know firsthand what it takes for Virginia to win best managed state and to usher in a more effective and innovative government at the national level. In Virginia, we had a collaborative model to bring ideas from every corner of the Commonwealth to fix health care and energy and education. We tested new ideas, measured their results, and shined light on the best and most promising of those ideas to take them statewide.
Chopra also explains how he would bring jobs to Virginia.
I hope to see a Virginia where every employer knows that there's a workforce ready on day one to meet the jobs and industries of the future. Two, we know from research that the jobs of the future come from companies that are less than 5 years old. Today, Virginia ranks 29th as a state in support of these startups. I would like Virginia to be in the top five. And third, I'd like to restore that tradition of good and effective government.
While Chopra and Northam are the only Democrats running for lieutenant governor in the June primary, seven Republicans are seeking their party's nod. The GOP nominee will be chosen in a state convention on May 18th. Reporting from Richmond, I'm Tommy McNeil.